And now, James Gravel.
The Bible teaches that the souls of faithful children of God will enjoy eternity forever in heaven, a concept that is established beyond doubt in both the Old and New Testaments. As early as the book of Genesis, we read that Abraham was gathered to his people, Genesis 25, verse 8. Obviously, this cannot mean that Abraham was buried with his ancestors, since his people were buried in Ur of the Chaldees and in Haran. Abraham, however, was buried in a cave of Machpelah, Genesis 25 and verse 9. The phrase gathered to his people was used of Aaron in Numbers 20 verse 24 and of Moses in Numbers 27 verse 13. Gesenius, in his Hebrew lexicon, observed that being gathered to one's people is distinguished both from death and from burial. If the phrase being gathered to one's people does not refer to either death or burial, then to what does it refer? It refers to a heavenly reunion in the afterlife with all of our faithful forebears who have gone on before. When David's son, who was born as a result of his adultery with Bathsheba, died shortly after birth, the devastated king said, "Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he will not return to me." 2 Samuel 12, verse 23. The ancient patriarch Job exclaimed, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, I know that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold." Job 19, verse 25 through 27. The New Testament teaches exactly the same thing. Jesus, in his discussion with Martha concerning life after death, said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die." John 11, verses 25 through 27. Writing in the book of Revelation, the Apostle John described in unforgettable language the destiny of the righteous when this world comes to an end. "Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them." Revelation 21, verse 3.